An Iranian official has confirmed the arrests of four journalists from the country's leading reformist newspaper. Tehran's prosecutor accused four members of Shark newspaper's editorial team of security-related crimes and said an investigation is ongoing. We asked Mohammed Abdeldaim with the Committee to Protect Journalists about the case.
Well, unfortunately, security-related crimes in Iran today means reporting the news or reporting anything that is even mildly outside the government's editorial line. And so everybody who's not doing the government's bidding can potentially be accused of that. And in fact, dozens and dozens of journalists have been accused of that, and some of them are unfortunately rotting away in prison.
What can you tell us about this particular arrest?
Well, what we know is that Iranian officials went to the newspaper twice. In the first time, they arrested three people and violently beat most, if not all, employees of the newspaper, only to come back a few hours later to arrest the remaining editor that was still there. And we've heard nothing about those four since then. So what's doubly problematic is Shark is one of the few remaining independent dailies in Iran, and in fact had been shut down by the authorities for many, many months and only came back into publication a few months ago. And so we see that Tehran's tolerance for any type of adversarial news, any type of news that doesn't follow the state's editorial line, is immediately quashed.
Now, your organization says the number of journalists jailed around the world stands at 145, that being the highest level since 1996, when it recorded 185 reporters behind bars. And your organization says Iran is responsible for a lot of this.
That is correct. Iran and China are jailing 34 journalists each. And so between them, they're responsible for roughly half of the number of detained journalists in the world. And that's obviously a very troubling trend. Specifically with regard to Iran, it's because this is not just the journalists that were arrested in the immediate aftermath of the disputed elections of June 2009, but we see a continuation of this policy of essentially being at war with information itself in Iran. And so as the government releases some journalists that are from prison, they continue arresting others, and they release some people on furlough and bring them back in. So we really see what I would call a revolving door policy with Iranian journalists, and the authorities just arresting some, releasing others, arresting more, you know, passing out these 10, 15-year prison sentences, bans on journalistic activity, bans on any type of political activity, and it's a war against information. And the day will come when the Iranian authorities will have to realize that this attitude is not sustainable. You cannot be at war with journalism at large ad infinitum.
Mohammed Abdeldaim, Program Coordinator for the Middle East at the Committee to Protect Journalists. I'm Susan Yalkey in Washington.